For today's GeoQuiz, we're searching for Cleopatra's birthplace. Cleopatra was ancient Egypt's last pharaoh. She was born and ruled from a city on the edge of the Mediterranean. Today, this is Egypt's second largest city, home to 4 million people. It was Egypt's capital for nearly 1,000 years until the Muslim conquest of 641 AD. Zahi Hawass, Egypt's chief archaeologist, has spent decades unraveling the mysteries surrounding the city.
You know, it's a beautiful city built by Alexander the Great and was divided into 5 quarters. And the harbor was very important because near the harbor built the beautiful library that was an important place for knowledge in the Mediterranean.
Archaeologists have long been searching for Cleopatra's final resting place. Now they may have found it near the former capital. Artifacts uncovered at a temple suggest Cleopatra and her doomed lover Antony could be buried there. If so, this would be one of the most important archaeological discoveries of the century. So, which Egyptian city was Cleopatra's birthplace? No need to wait. Zahi Hawass has the answer.
The city is Alexandria.
I also asked Egypt's chief archaeologist what evidence he has that this really could be Antony and Cleopatra's tomb.
We started our excavation. We found until now 2 statues of Cleopatra and 22 coins of the queen, and also a headless statue of a king. But the most important thing that we found this week is a big, large cemetery, about 20 tombs cut in the rock, found outside the temple. Inside them, found 10 mummies. Some of the mummies were cased with gold, golden mummies. And we did a survey with radar, and this week the radar showed about 3 possible locations that maybe the tomb could be there. We're going to excavate on this coming Sunday.
Teams working at the sites have already found a bust of Cleopatra and coins carrying her image, as you said. Would they likely be buried at a site, even if Cleopatra was not close by?
No, I think the discovery of these statues and the coins can show that there is a royal tomb inside, and also to see people are buried outside the tomb. This is can show that someone also is important is buried inside the temple. I'm hoping that this person could be Cleopatra and Mark Antony.
Now, many listeners may be familiar with Antony and Cleopatra's sticky end. What do we know with certainty about Cleopatra's death, and what remains for archaeologists and historians to figure out?
You know, we know that when Octavius defeated Mark Antony at Actium battle, Mark Antony came to Alexandria, but some scholars believe that Cleopatra tried to send him news that she is murdered. Then he killed himself because maybe she wanted to have the heart of Octavius. But when she found out that Octavius doesn't really care about her and he wanted to take her as a prisoner to Rome, then she killed herself. Then we think that maybe she arranged with the priest to take her body with Mark Antony and to be buried inside this temple that located west of Alexandria, about 30 miles. The discovery of the tomb of Cleopatra and Mark Antony will be one of the most important discoveries of the 21st century.
You know, something in the news reports on this excavation caught my eye, and that is that the team on the dig is composed of archaeologists from Egypt and the Dominican Republic. How did they team up?
Yeah, I am the head of the expedition, and the one who works with me is Dr. Catherine Martinez. And she's the one, actually, that she had the theory that Cleopatra could be buried there. Then we started the excavation because I believed in her theory. And we started the excavation now 3 years ago.
You think you might go to the Dominican Republic one day to dig there and find out what remains of centuries gone by?
No, I only dig in Egypt.
Only dig in Egypt. Plenty of stuff to dig there, I'm sure.
Okay.
Zahi Hawass, Egypt's chief archaeologist, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.